Podcast Ranger.
Holy shit! We have so many people here, and it's time for Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
There's now more than one female in the room at the same time. That's amazing.
Holy shit!
And we're recording video.
What? Why would we be doing that?
Whoa!
It's because this week is Cast Ranger 100, so we're pulling out all the stops.
Woo!
Yeah. No expense.
We're so enthused.
No expense.
Alright, so we're just gonna jump into a few news stories we got this week in the Tokusatsu world!
Yay!
This week on Tokusatsu News, 3 Dead.
We're gonna start off this happy celebratory podcast by talking about...
Well, we went for it to load.
Loading screens.
Oh, it's tempting.
The death of a voice actor.
Oh, great. Oh.
That was right.
Why do we always start these extra
episodes? Because I want to get out of these.
He's the voice of Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Well, I mean, anyway, guys.
Toru Ohira, age 86, passed away on April 12th. So he's best known to most hardcore Tokusatsu fans as the narrator of various shows, including all the way from Go Ranger to Goggle 5. He also returned for Zero Ranger. He narrated Space Sheriff Scheider, Kyoju Tokuso Juspion, Jikusenshi Spielvan, the Mobile Cop Jiban, the Japanese Spider-Man show, Ambassador Magma, and Spectre-Man. And aside from narrating in Toku shows, he also played O-Ranger's Emperor Bakasund.
Who, if you don't know, King Mondo, right?
King Mondo.
Yeah, there's a shot of him right there.
Yeah.
Ambassador Magma's Goa and Spectre-Man's Chief Karada.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate the fact that there is a Toku called Ambassador Magma?
And aside from narrating shows, he is also the official Japanese voice actor of two American cartoons, Darth Vader and Homer Simpson.
That is some variety.
That is.
As well as Disney's Pete. And for anime fans, he's known as playing Gatchaman's Dr. Kozuburo Nambu and Osamatsu-kun's Dekaban.
No!
So, thank you, Toru Ohira, for all the memories.
It's funny, because in my current my current watch through, I'm on Zio right now.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's a shame.
Mondo.
86, though. Wow. That's a...
Yeah.
At least he had a good run.
He hung in there.
And he left behind quite the legacy.
Yeah.
Narrations.
That's a very good legacy to have.
Alright.
His voice is going to echo on forever, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing.
It will echo forever in our hearts.
Every time you watch the reruns of a Japanese children's show, he will be there.
Oh man, they had the birthday cake ones. I forgot those were.
Alright, moving on to our next story. Something a little happier. I know Lane is excited.
Yay!
What is this?
So,
Chaser Heart.
The Chaser Cinema is out in 5 days from the date of this recording. It's not even out yet, and they've already confirmed another Kamen Rider Dragon.
Kamen Rider Heart movie!
I want Mock Heart. Mock Heart is so good.
By the way, Heart's gonna be a Kamen Rider.
Really?
Yes!
In this movie, the only information we have about this movie so far is that Mock receives a new form, the shift car is called Shift Ride Crosser, which he becomes Super Dead Heat Mock. And apparently Heart becomes Kamen Rider Heart using a shift car called Shift Heatron.
Heartron.
From my angle, you can't see the R's. It just looks like shit Heartron.
Yeah, they have silhouetted images of the shift cars.
But I like to think that for the shift ride crosser, it's going to be the same thing like Type Tron.
Surprise, it's Drive, so, they're cars.
Yes.
I love the fact that at this point in history, a Hot Wheels ad could in fact be mistaken for a Kamen Rider ad.
I'm so
this
fucking
is Kamen Rider Hot Wheels leading the way.
In fact, when we did our April Fool's episode not too long ago, there was a joke story about Kamen Rider Drive teaming up with Hot Wheels for its American adaptation. Hopefully, everyone listening to that episode realized it was a joke, but probably not.
Could happen.
Excuse me.
Anyway,
so you should sit up so that people can see your lovely.
But I'm sure we will. Someone to pay.
Just because this
like
is happening doesn't mean
French girls first.
Also, if you sat up, you'd be lost behind Ichi.
It's true. I'm right in the path of the camera.
Or just have his head in the bottom of this one for the entire time.
I'm just gonna stare lustfully.
I'm excited.
All right,
boys in TV land.
Moving on.
Sexy.
Right.
We have the official logo of the Lionsgate Power Rangers movie.
Oh my god, it's so what I was expecting.
I know,
it's
right?
So exactly what it was always good.
It was never going to be anything but the word Power Rangers with a lightning bolt.
And of course, Saban's name has to be on top of it.
Yeah.
Wait. Everything that even closely resembles Power Rangers has to have Saban's name on it.
What?
Also, Chroma Squad!
Also, he kind of owns the rights over here. So.
No, I know. I know the reason.
What came first? Power Rangers logo or AC/DC?
I was gonna say the chicken or the egg.
AC/DC.
Who got their logo off a sewing machine? Actually.
Also, the answer is the egg, because the thing that would have hatched into the first chicken would have come out of the thing before it that was not a chicken.
Thanks, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
It's simple logic. Moving on.
TV Nihon.
So this is interesting. TV Nihon posted a little bit of interesting thing. They figured out how the language works from Zoroaster, and there's a little bit of a translation chart here.
Oh my gosh.
Which is funny because it means that the directions on the cockpit literally just translate to up, down, left, right.
It's a machine. It's gotta be simple.
The video game theme is pretty strong.
And apparently some of the signs from Zooland in episode 1 spell Oasis, Grape, Bean, and Soy.
Well, yeah, it was a market.
Which makes sense because
it was a marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, how did they get these though?
It's there's a link here that you can click, blog.livedoor.jp/vano_kamoyo, where they have a blog explaining their deciphering process.
There is ways to do this. Like, they did it for like Futurama with the alien languages. Like, it's a way of deciphering codes that exists in real life. Like, how the hell else do they do, like, real languages that are only written down, right?
It's just a
like hieroglyphics.
So it's like how they translated the Grongi language.
Yes. But yeah, so
good on them, actually.
Interesting find, which means people who can memorize this will be able to read signs in the future episodes.
Yay! Or that long ass letter that Sarah was writing this week.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna get to that
next
week.
Yes.
It could just be the lyrics to Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone.
Everything is the lyrics to Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone.
Moving on, we got some magazine scans showing us full colored shots of Cube, Crocodile, and Wolf.
That is a polar bear.
And Ichi.
Wolf, look at it!
Ichi, these are toy catalogs, not magazine scans.
They're magazine scans of toy catalogs, same thing.
No, they're not.
Shut up.
Both of you got huge dicks. Let's move on.
Up our view. I think Ken count as magazine.
Anyways. So, okay,
polar
bear in a sand aisle. Okay, this is fine.
The interesting part is that not only do they combine with rhinos to form toe-sized Zuo, but they also work as part of Zuo King and Zuo Wild, as you can see in the scans.
So wait, is it a crocodile or alligator?
I believe it's a crocodile.
Do they have a name?
Let me...
Yeah, crocodile.
Cube crocodile.
Okay.
Yay!
Cube crocodile!
Makes sense, crocs are bigger.
Really? But yeah, this Cube Wolf actually looks really interesting and complex, because like, it's got this beast form, and then it also forms like by itself the head of the Megazord, and then it can also combine to be part of the other Megazord.
It's going to be a big one.
They're all the same size. This one just looks really complex.
So is Wolf the world's main one?
Sorry?
Does that mean that Wolf is the world's main one? Or
no, I would argue that Rhinos is the main one, since it's the big carrier Zord.
It is entirety of the body. Just the other two form the head and one arm.
It's sure as fuck ain't the crocodile, which literally just chucks to the fucking rest of it.
Crocodile's got snappy mouths, you make him an arm.
Yeah.
Choppy chunks.
Even though back in Gal Ranger it was
Pachiri Chomp, Pachiri Chomp. Moving on.
Not forming that head.
Cool. There have been some ramblings about a possible Zooland base mech.
What the fuck?
Wait, isn't that from SPD?
The one in the shot is the Decker base.
Oh, it is, yeah.
But a recent listing from the Ami Ami website has surprised the fandom as from out of nowhere, Kyodai Henkei Kichi DX Zooland base pre-order has been listed.
What the motherfuck is that supposed to mean?
It means giant transforming base.
Well, right now their base is the treehouse, so it's
it's their base from their land.
Guys,
oh, okay.
The base is gonna be a boat. Noah's Ark.
If I could get up and leave, I would.
What Cell said.
Distinct possibility.
Also, in the Bible.
That's gonna be part of the final Megazord.
Here's the thing, too.
All of them are just gonna go into it and it's just gonna Megazord.
I think I just confirmed this, too. Because scholars believe that the actual Ark itself wasn't so much a boat as a giant floating box.
Oh my
god.
Oh no. Oh, man.
We gotta stop predicting these things.
Sell us to stop predicting things.
True. I'm right frequently on this show, and that scares me.
Well, it's because you're from the future, you know everything.
We dropped that plot line!
No!
How dare you.
Anyway, that's an interesting idea, though.
We'll see where that goes.
Wait, there's a plot?
This one I know will make Kim and Emily happy.
Uh-oh.
Some information
regarding
the...
You see?
Oh my god, that's so cute!
What is the story?
My god!
So, we all know about the Ninja Final Wars movie coming up.
It's Precure.
And
it's the Precure staff.
Yeah. It's going to paint pink and white ninjas as idols, and they're going to have these animated cutscenes. And apparently the staff doing the animation is the same staff who does Precure.
Well, that's
Oh my god.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I officially now actually want
ladies,
to see
this. Fuku's an anime girl!
Ladies, if I wanted to hear loud squealing on this show, I'd listen to Lane, okay?
I mean, you're not wrong.
I'm sorry, I just really
or me on a really good day.
Yeah, I know, I've heard some interesting Ichi screeches.
Yeah, I remember.
That's one.
I remember when he screeched when I found Zix.
Those hands are so heart catch. I love it.
I know.
Oh, I just realized the shurikens are in their hands.
Yeah, that's the idea. So, Kozue Komatsu, who has done Ega Smile Precure, Ihon no Naka wa Minna Chikuhagu.
Jesus Christ.
Nice.
So good.
The character design and animation director is going to be the animation director for these sequences. And he got Hisashi Kagawa, who did the Fresh Precure character design, is handling the key animation. And they are together going to work on the sequence that features Fuka and Kasumi in their animated outfits.
Wow.
Which is halfway between their ninja costumes.
Anything
and
its going ons of this.
Yeah.
So how close do they look from how they actually look in live action?
Fun fact, this movie comes out on my birthday for some reason.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
GG.
My present will be the Chaser movie, thank you.
That doesn't help it because it's still a ninja.
I know. But at least they'll like it.
Someone had to.
Hey, I'm down if it's cute.
You're not wrong.
Alright, last bit of news.
Alright.
This better be good.
The Precure staff's doing the Sailor Moon crystal now, so it now doesn't look terrible.
It's not.
Oh, it's alternate closet! Good night, everybody!
Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna go on my crystal tirade. Sorry. I stopped myself.
Yeah.
I actually still like the original crystal, it's just the animation is really good.
Okay.
Yeah. We can talk about this later, Emily.
make your own Sailor Moon podcast.
News.
Ultraman Orb rumors. There has been a little silhouette teasing the new Ultraman. Could this be the next Ultraman series orb that will be airing this year? We don't know yet.
No, because this came out April 1st.
He doesn't look round enough.
No, this is dated April 11th.
Well, again, I saw this.
That's April 1st times 2, so it's twice a frame.
Oh my god, how can I not put one and one together?
If a prank is a prank, then isn't it honest?
Now that's dishonest.
What?
That's silly. What are all of you talking about?
I know, right?
It was funny when the guy wearing the magical girl wig is the most sane. Anyway.
Is this what happens when I get sober?
Yes.
This is what you
missed. I was playing Daphne Aguilera.
Gar has the most to say about this. Go ahead, Gar.
When the first episode comes out, can we please talk about it?
Sure.
Yes.
I'll count on you to tell us when that is, because I don't
care. July? To celebrate
I do not have shit to give.
There you go.
Is that it for news?
That is about it, unless anyone else has anything.
The Godzilla trailer.
Oh yeah, the Godzilla Resurgence launched its big trailer.
Yeah.
It looks cool. It's
scary,
interesting.
Scary as shit.
Yeah, it looks like they're going for a bit more of the old-timey horror thing with it. But,
People are getting that.
Yeah, like in every Godzilla? No.
Just cut to the gentle crushing from King.
The one thing I actually thought was interesting. It looks like they might go the nuclear explosion Godzilla with this one.
Oh,
it looks like he's melting down.
Yeah. So like in Godzilla versus the Destroyer.
Yes, exactly. The Japanese new Godzilla is coming out this year, right?
Yeah. July 29th.
I'll be checking it out. That along with the Gamera movie.
I haven't heard any news.
He's so
good. Don't worry about it.
Anyway,
and that's about it for news. So
bye.
Thanks everyone for listening and/or watching this very special episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Bye everybody.
And we'll be back for Cast Ranger 100.
Thank you, everybody.